It's the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hey you, welcome again to No Strings Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. Nice to have you on with me again. Now for this week's episode, we are going to discuss the subject, should I come out? Should I come out? Yeah, I understand that we all want freedom, and life in the closet could be unfulfilling for most people, and some people believe that life outside of the closet, I mean life in the open, could be better. But given what's happening around the world, in Africa, Nigeria precisely, I mean the lack of information, the misconception, the traditional and ethnic barriers and culture construct and religion, and ultimately ignorance coupled with foolishness could make things a lot more difficult and further complicate things, you know, this depending, of course, on your station in life. Yes, this could be a very tough question to answer, and of course, there are many factors to look at when about to make this very life-changing decision, and we should do this with the utmost consideration carefully, because we can never undo this very action when it's finally taken. And what you should also know is that it will come with a whole lot of its own challenges, and life could be pretty hard afterwards, however you choose to see this. You will surely lose people, friends, and sometimes will have to change communities, and of course, your network of sweethearts may also change. Lots of reconstructions here and there, and adjustments will be made. And also, another thing to look at will be security, and of course, this is important and paramount. How safe will you be when this decision is finally made? Is another question. Of course, you know, security in Nigeria for LGBTIQ persons is zero. This is another question that should seriously be considered, because I have recently witnessed situations where parents, relatives and friends report an LGBT person to the authorities. How about the setups everywhere? You should know that you're exposing yourself to a great number of risks, so you therefore need to examine these situations realistically. To furthermore continue with this talk, I will take some time out and come back to continue, so stay on.
You're listening to No Strings. Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on KidoDiaries.com. KidoDiaries, we're here, we're queer, and we're fab.
No Strings is proudly supported by KidoDiaries.com.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership or support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
No Strings with Mike Damon. Welcome back to No Strings, and this is Mike Damon. We are still on the subject, should I come out? Should I come out? Now again, this question sounds a bit incomplete, because it could lead to the question, to whom? Yeah, well, leading to that, we can now then look at it from different angles, because this doesn't really change so much of its outcome. But of course, we can deal separately, you know, with the different perspectives. Now, it could be that you want to come out to family, you know, a friend or the world. The truth is, there is no sure way to do this or to know basically, you know, what to expect from this very action. But of course, we can weigh in. Now, some people will say, if my family or people can't accept me for who I am, then they did not truly love me in the first place and blah, blah. Yeah, we could go that way. We could say that and then mean it, but we should also know that we are living in a very traditional society, and it wasn't too long ago that people started talking openly about the issue of homosexuality in Nigeria. Look at the world in its entirety. Look at the so-called civilized countries. Doesn't it surprise you that it is only until recently that the almighty America just signed into law the go-ahead for same-sex couples to marry? And don't ever forget that this came with lots of hard work, sensitization, campaigns, lobbying, and all that. Know this, people are still learning about the subject, and of course I can agree with you that the process has been pretty slow, but we can never say that we are not making progress with things. Time is the thing here. You have to give people time to understand these things. I am sure that, you know, for some of us, it took a whole lot of time for us to completely agree that we are sexually different. So why don't you give people time, you know, some time, of course, to understand these things. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that people should not come out, or, as of course I know that it does a whole lot of good for visibility. But okay, now let's look at coming out for young LGBTIQ Nigerians. Let's really look at what the problem could be. Now, a whole lot of young LGBTIQ Nigerians have already made terrible mistakes by coming out to parents or putting themselves in compromising situations that could lead to them getting outed. And truthfully, they suffer later. You know, as I mentioned earlier, when a traditional Nigerian family member, friends or relatives, you know, who have these preset expectations from you, you know, come to discover that you're a homosexual, the first thing that comes to their mind is, you are lost. It's the devil. It's perversion. It's not true. It can't happen, of course, not to them. You can't possibly love someone of the same gender, they say. And also, for most people dealing with, you know, people getting to find out about, you know, you as someone they know or are related to, is usually a major problem. It's like the shame and guilt gets transferred to them. For parents, you'll hear words like, it can never be my child, not in my family. This is it. You also have to understand that people react and deal, you know, with issues differently, and they have every right to disagree with you. But of course, I don't support the use of abuses, you know, abusive words, of course, and violence to show disagreements. But the truth is that the truth basically is that, you know, the world can't go kumbaya. If it does, then there is a problem. So you must be prepared first for rejection, then dialogue, and then acceptance, you know, may follow gradually. It takes time. But you must be ready for the worst and make sure you are truly ready for the horror that may follow. Yeah, I know it could be a very difficult process, you know, dealing with rejection, hate, loneliness, and the isolation that may come, you know, from this very action. Now, let me suggest the different things that you could check out before coming out, you know, so you do not further complicate the already complicated and complex situation. I'll be back to talk about this. Don't go anywhere. I am Mike Damon, and No Strings will definitely continue.
You're listening to No Strings.
Hi, hello, welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. We're still having that talk about whether or not you should come out. Now, let's look at the different things that you can consider before finally taking that decision. Many young LGBT Nigerians forget reality and follow the movies. You know, in those white films where children call up their parents and relatives and people and say, hey, mom and dad, hello, everyone, I'm gay. Hello, homosexuality is a serious subject here in Nigeria. And people don't just, some very young people don't just get this. You know, it really does drive me crazy, you know. Trust me, a whole lot of people who made this kind of decision is already regretting it. And there is nothing set up here in Nigeria, you know, to help young LGBT people relieve, you know, them of the pain that they already feel. So here is what I can suggest at the moment. One, if you're still young and not independent, don't come out to your family. Wait until you're fully independent and ready to take financial responsibilities. This is a measure just so you'll be able to take care of yourself if they eventually reject you. Painful, yeah, but you have to deal. Now, two, don't come out to people, you know, people you don't really know, or people who've talked or talk negatively about homosexuality. If you must do this, I mean, come out to someone, say a friend, then you must make sure that you make it your duty to educate them about their subject and make sure they are really, you know, comfortable with it first before telling them anything whatsoever. But then again, people react differently when a situation becomes real to them. Caution is required here. 3. If you are planning on coming out officially to the world in a homophobic country like Nigeria, plan strategically for escape. Get everything in place, make the right connections and talk to the right people, but still there is no guarantee that it will ever be easy or things will go exactly, you know, according to plan. Asylum may be an option, but very complicated. We'll talk about this on a future podcast. And finally, optionally, you could talk to a professional, say a psychologist first, to help you see things clearly before, you know, making that life-changing, that huge life-changing decision. If you will need help contacting one that won't judge but offer you real help, please email info@nostringspodcast.com. Kidodrinks.com. Also, if your life is in danger, you need help, not financial help at the moment, of course, I mean legal help, access to health counseling of any kind, just email NoStrings and we'll get back to you within a short time. I'll go now, but if you want to join the conversation, then you can do that by following us on Twitter at NSPodcast1 and Facebook using facebook.com/NoStringsPodcast. Be with you again next week for another exciting episode. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you send in your feedbacks on that. Until next week, I'll say bye-bye.